Few truths elude our awareness, let alone our full understanding, as well as those that sit closest to our cognitive faculties. We become so accustomed to their presence, so attuned to seeing the world through them, that we forget they are even there. Among the most historically prominent and unfortunate of these focal disappearances stands that of the sign. Of course, there are things that we call signs which we see everywhere. We use them to navigate, to advertise, to direct. But because we are so attuned to looking at things in general, we fail to see how it is that we see those things in truth. And thus, we conflate the things with the being of signs. Put otherwise, we conflate the vehicles of signification with the reality of signification itself. That our cognitive vision, as it were, finds itself mediated always through signs, and that signs are not the things themselves through which that mediation is accomplished, has been the element to truth itself, most frequently missed throughout the history of philosophy. It is little wonder, then, that today so many despair of attaining or understanding the truth. For we have allowed ourselves to become divided from it as by an unbridgeable chasm, a chasm between our minds as what knows and things as what are known. A chasm which exists only so long as we do not recognize the reality of the sign relation. It is a chasm, in other words, very real to us, but not very real in itself. With the advent of semiotics, properly speaking, by which I mean in no equivocal terms the semiotics of Charles Sanders Peirce, and not the semiology developed at a Ferdinand de Saussure, which is a part of semiotics only. With the advent of semiotics, a new cycle, a new age of philosophy, and indeed of all science, all human knowing, can begin to unfold. An age which does indeed not only not despair of truth, but finds its coming to presence ubiquitously throughout the universe. For the universe is perfused with signs, and to quote Peirce, the purpose of signs, which is the purpose of thought, is to bring truth to expression. The germ of this truly postmodern age's unfolding is a certain...